Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the battle never ends.
Welcome to Sleepy Eyes Knits, where the babbling never ends. And fortunately for you, I've had some chocolate and I'm ready to go. This week's podcast was sponsored by Serenity Yarns. Gorgeous hand-painted yarns, handmade needles, amazing stitch markers, and knitting bags. You can find Serenity Yarns at serenityboutique.etsy.com. Go to your happy place. One Planet Yarn and Fiber, a unique global marketplace featuring fantastic yarn, fibers, spindles, and patterns created by talented fiber artisans. Check out this website at oneplanetyarnandfiber.com. Actual Size Creations, specializing in handmade knitting bags and accessories for the stylish knitter. Knitting messenger bags in fun and funky fabrics for every project and any occasion. Visit her online store at valuetree.etsy.com. And by Mystical Vibes, home of the fantastic, whimsical, and adorable soy candles, tarts, and wax dip bears, created by Danielle Martin. Visit her online store and scent of the month candles at mysticalvibes.com. Welcome, my wonderful knitting friend. I am so glad to be here with you again. I feel like it's been forever since we were together. Actually, it's only been a little over 2 weeks. This episode is called Spin It, and will be primarily dedicated to the topic of spinning and the joys that it's brought me. I've only been spinning for a little over a year now, but it seems like so much longer. I think about the first time I picked up a spindle and how simple I thought it might be. How easy it looked when my spinning mentor Vicky whipped the spindle around with the flick of her wrist and instantly had a length of gorgeous hand-spun yarn wrapped around the shaft. I could say something here, but I won't. After many frustrated attempts at spindle spinning and dropping the damn thing on the ground, later I stood over the bed, which was much better, something finally clicked in my brain and my hands did their pinch, draft, let go, pinch, spin thing on their own. What a fantastic moment. I wish I'd thought to try spinning with a more forgiving and gentle to the beginner's ego fiber, but I started off with a pretty rough, hard-to-draft Border Lester wool roving. Once I found the Corriedale fiber, such a joy for a newbie, I was much happier, and my spinning technique grew by leaps and bounds. The night that I was invited to go to a local spinning group was the night that changed my whole spinning life. The wonderful Nancy of the Island Pond Spinners offered to let me use her Ashford Joy, my first attempt at the spinning wheel. And even though I'd botched a bunch of her nice white fiber, I was hooked, completely in love with wheel spinning. I'm not exaggerating when I say that I went home and talked Ian's ear off the whole night in bed, wouldn't let him sleep, and had dream after dream of owning my own wheel and spinning those gorgeous yarns. Sounds crazy? Yes. But I don't care at all. It was such a relief to be able to talk to Vicky at Knitting Group about my new obsession and have her understand. She explained all about the drafting of fibers, which to me is of the foremost importance to learn when you're beginning to spin. Which wools were good for what purpose, what certain words meant, like bobbin, flyer, scotch tension, and staple, all of which have a new meaning in the world of spinning, and how to ply. I sent her email after email with the most ludicrous questions. I felt like I was in first grade and asking her how to spell the word cat. She always answered with patience, great knowledge, and a smile on her face. How lucky could I be? month after month, I progressed and experimented and made mistakes and got frustrated. But now I'm at the point where I can almost say, oh, I don't need that yarn. I can spin it instead. A statement which made me laugh and at the same time caused me to be incredibly intimidated a year before when Vicky had said that to me. I can't quite spin a yarn to my exact specifications, but I do know how to dye fiber now, and I know how to prepare and card it, and I know how much fiber I need to get so I can create at least 300 yards of a 2-ply hand spun out of it. It's a complete joy, and whenever I'm upset or feeling restless, spinning has saved me. I love spinning. To all of you who are afraid to try, but are really interested, I recommend finding someone in your knitting group or a local spinning group to get you started. Having someone to help you and show you in person has no substitute, and you'll become addicted and in love with it as I am. If you'd like to get some books on spinning and you're not sure where to start, these are the books that I love and would recommend. The Joy of Spinning by Marilyn Kluger. Spin It, and also Hands-on Spinning by Lee Raven. Spinning in the Old Way by Priscilla Gibson Roberts. This is on spindle spinning. The Twisted Sisters Sock Workbook by Lynn Vogel. And Spin to Knit by Shannon Oakey. So, before we continue, grab your knitting or your spinning, your nip of choice, put your feet up, and let's go. My week and my week projects. And my week projects. And my week projects. The past 2 weeks have been filled with 3 primary knitting and spinning projects. For knitting, I was happy to finish my last design for One Planet Yarn and Fiber and send that off. I love the way it came out, and I hope they will too. Very soon, I'll be selling all 3 of the One Planet Yarn and Fiber patterns on my blog, my haiku flower socks, and the 2 latest ones that aren't yet released. Let's hope for the end of this month or April at the latest. Then I have 3 projects on the needles. My Totem Bag, the Everyday Chunky Cardi by Spunky Eclectic, and Argyle Sock number 2. Plus the secret project that I'm working at least half my time on, but can't really talk about until much later in the year. My Totem Bag is a joy and a curse. I love the pattern of creating a quilted star out of knitting. It's amazing, easy, and fun. You can't get any better than size 8 needles, garter stitch, nice colors, and nice yarn. And by the way, if you're ever looking for a nice wool yarn that's available in other places than your local yarn store, Patton's Classic Merino is a super yarn. It's soft, springy, with great colors, and a really good price. Now, on the other hand, all that garter stitch can be extremely aggravating and is beginning to cause me some bad wrist problems. I've been doing yoga-ish wrist exercises every day to try to rest it, but I didn't realize how much I rely on my left wrist when I'm knitting. My poor widow 6-inch wrist. I wish I could say that about my legs. My best friend Jackie is also working on the Totem Bag, and I have to say that she's given me the motivation to keep going on it. I'd put it away, but got it back out to work on when she started on hers. I don't know why, but it's always so comforting to me to be working on the same project along with somebody else. Maybe it's so I can have someone to complain to and they'll understand. Anyway, we've decided to make some modifications. Jackie is doing the 408 rows of garter stitch for the gusset of the bag, and I've decided to skip that shit and pick up stitches along the edges and do either seed stitch or plain stockinette until it's the required 4 inches wide. Jackie may forego with the braided I-cord handles, a total of 6 24-inch lengths of I-cord. Scream! But I think I'll do that anyway. I really like the way it looks when it's finished. I'm excited to see how they come out, and I bet each of them will be unique and very lovely. Hers is in a brown and blues colorway, and mine is in burgundy and pinks. I bet you're surprised at that one. My Everyday Chunky Cardi is so much fun. Not only do I get to knit with this awesome, springy, hand-painted wool, but the pattern is very well written and easy. I've got both arms done, and maybe an eighth, it might be more by the time you listen to this, of the body done. Then you put in a zipper along the front, and you're done. My friend Lauren of scrapandknit.blogspot.com suggested using a plain zipper, but a fancy zipper pull for this, and I think that's a fantastic idea. maybe a little yoga chick or a favorite stitch marker or something. I'm knitting with the delphinium colorway of turquoise and blues, and it's so cheerful. Julie of newlyknits.tightpad.com and Heather of yarnophiliac.blogspot.com are also doing this sweater along with me, though Julie has already finished her sweater, and it is gorgeous. I'm trying to convince Jackie to go along with it as well. I was thinking, wouldn't it be so cool to go to visit Amy at her new Spunky Eclectic store in Maine and all be wearing her sweater? That would be really fun. You can find the yarn for this pattern at spunkyhats.com. Click on the yarn, find the link for the chunky yarn, and you'll see the sweater ball yarn right there. Lots of nice colorways too. Go now. And the Argyle sock. Well, the class is over, and I've got maybe half of the Argyle part done, and it's kind of put away right now. But when that's done, I will have my two Argyle socks done, and hopefully I will finish it and not just leave it in the closet. Since I can't talk about the secret project, I will tell you a little about my spinning projects in transition, or spit. I finished spinning my bag of bunny fiber and created a gorgeously soft 2-ply sport weight yarn, almost 200 yards from the 2 ounces. It's a deep peach, soft brown, pale white, and a rich golden color, which I've decided to name sweet potato pie. And I really love it. It is so soft. I'm also working on a merino wool bombic silk blend by Chasing Rainbows in the Moonstone colorway, which is dark gray, silver, deep orange, and purple. And I'm spinning that for Donna. It's half done and very long overdue. Sorry, Donna. I'm also working on a merino and silk blend by Ashlyn Bay, also for Donna, in purples and darker purples. Can you see a pattern here? And that's a quarter done, and I'm actually loving spinning this. It's soft and silky, and the colors are rich and vibrant. The last thing I'm working on is the Coopworth fiber, which you might have seen on my blog called The Dirty Business, and I washed, prepared, and carded it all myself. The white fiber is very soft and fluffy, and I can't believe how much of it I have. I've almost filled an entire bobbin full, and I've only used up a quarter of one of the 2 bags I have of it. I'm seeing myself spinning it all up, plying it with 2-ply, and then dyeing it and making myself a sweater, or maybe a shawl from sheep to shawl. That would be cool. Along those same lines, I was so excited that the recent spin-off magazine, the Spring 2007 issue, is featuring the letter and photo I sent of my Estonian puppet using my hand-spun white merino and angora and the purple merino silk yarn. I haven't yet seen it. I let my subscription lapse. Whoops. But I've had some strangers and friends write to say that they've seen it. That is so cool. I'd love for you to tell me what you think of it. So, I think it's time to express some thoughts about the spinning wheel and give myself a little break. Claire Dowling, take it away.
Make me Wow. New stuff.
Before I talk about the new stuff of this week, I'm feeling slightly silly and have decided to give you a short list of things you can do with your knitting needles or drop spindles if you're bored, silly, and don't mind if they break. Or if you are a crazy freak like me. You can have a mock fencing battle using your needles or spindles as swords. If you were wearing a hand-knitted shawl at the time, it could be your cape. If not, take off your hand-knitted socks. Please tell me you're wearing them, and knot the ends together and wear it like a scarf. Make sure to say, "Aha, I've got you," every 3 minutes or so, waving your arms like a lunatic in the air, especially if you're losing. Mind games are important in this exercise. Or, rub your hands with hand cream from your knitting bag, spike up your hair, rip your clothes slightly, and start drumming on the table in front of you, using head bashing, eyes closed and mumbling, "Aha, yeah, man." Have I been watching Ian and the kids play Guitar Hero too much? And finally, put the ends of your needles in the sides of your mouth. Probably shouldn't do this with the hook part of your spindle, and pretend to be a walrus. Slap your arms together in a very pathetic attempt to actually look like a walrus. This was supplied to me by my husband Ian. God bless that guy. Now that you're completely baffled and quite weary of my antics, I will dazzle you with talk of a new podcast. The new podcast, Moonlight Stitches, is by Anne from the West Coast. She wrote me to tell me about her show. I just listened to it this evening and it was great. Lots of music, some great segues between talks and music, and I love the personal knitting story she told. She called me adorable, and of course, now I love her. Let's give Anne some support and listen in. It's a truly interesting and fun podcast.
Yarn, gasm.
I thought about making my yarngasm this week into another ode to Spunky Eclectic, but I truly don't want to alienate poor Amy and her wonderful yarn and fiber, thinking I'm some sort of obsessive kook. I dare to think that the Spunky Junkie button was made especially for people like me. So although her fiber and the hand-painted fiber from Serenity Boutique are my current favorites, I also found a new one. When my spin-to-knit pal Kaylee of spinayarnforyou.blogspirit.com bought this white puff of luxurious fiber online and blogged about it, I quite literally drooled on the laptop. I immediately wrote to her and asked her where she got it. This to-die-for stuff was from peculiarambitions.com, and the Etsy shop has created some excellent fibers by the Paul, a.k.a. Batman. I love that. I ordered 4 ounces, and I wish I could have afforded 8 or more, of the Merino, Alpaca, Cashmere, Angora blend. Oh, Lord. This stuff totally qualifies as a fibergasm. Really couldn't fit it in my cleavage. It was very large. Damn it. The white puff arrived quickly, and boy, is it so soft. If you have any questions or want to contact the Batman, email him at peculiarambitions@gmail.com. Make sure to check out his great Etsy shop. So, okay, let me take a wee potty break while you listen to this fantastic new song I found by Casey Desmond called To Myself, of which I think of as, I want all of this fiber to myself.
Sometimes I forget.
Friggin' knitting. Besides the garter stitch friggin' knitting and my wrist complications, there was very little friggin' knitting this week. Yes, there were some delays in my new pattern designs for One Planet Yarn and Fiber, which I was extremely excited about being released a couple weeks ago, and now it might not be for a couple more weeks. So that's bothered me and made me slightly depressed. Besides that, I only have only good things to say about my knitting and spinning life at this point. I also want to thank everyone who wrote some wonderful things to me and encouraged me when I was down. Thank you so much. I have two more things I want to talk about, though. One of them is meeting Kate Jacobs, the author of The Friday Night Knitting Club, and the other is the winner of the Sleepy Eyes Knits podcast theme song contest. We'll start with Kate and her book. I was totally excited to meet Kate in person, since I had read her book rather quickly and loved it. Out of the four knitting novels I've read the past year, this one was my absolute favorite. It had a similar premise of the other books, but the writing was incredibly good and very easy to get caught up in. I could see all the characters in my head, and I loved the way that they interacted with each other. The ending was poignant and wonderful, realistic and moving. I cried, partly out of sadness and partly out of joy at the end. I was so sorry when the book was over, and I was really looking forward to her next book. My knitting group met Kate at the Barnes & Noble in Manchester, and we filled all the seats, I think. I was lucky to be sitting in the front row. I am such a geek. Kate was well-dressed, well-spoken, friendly, and had a great smile. I love the way she told us about how she decided to write the book, and the way that she shared some parts of her personal life with us. She read three sections from the book and then went on to signing books for us. What a treat. I have some pics of her on my blog and the setup of the store if you want to see. It's a wonderful book and I recommend it highly. You can contact Kate here, kate@katejacobsbooks.com, and find out more about this book at walkeranddaughter.com or fridaynightknittingclub.com. Finally, the winner of the theme song contest is Carol Barnaby of Rhode Island. She came up with the most amazingly funny and cute theme song. I could hardly breathe when I was trying to read it to Ian. I loved it. Carol, you are fantastic, and I have a super package of yarn, soap, and goodies coming your way. You want to hear her song? It's called Knitting Before Lunch, sung to the Brady Bunch tune, a show my sister and I watch constantly as kids. Caution, caution, the winning song will be sung by me, so please close your ears if you'd rather not hear my singing. Here's the story of a lovely knitter who was knitting up two very lovely socks. Both of them were made of yarn spun by the knitter with a podcast that really rocks. Here's the story of a gal who's not a quitter when it comes to dyeing and spinning fiber of her own. She and her three men live all together, but when knitting, they leave her alone. Then one day the knitter found this fiber, and she knew that it was much more than a hunch, that these strands would somehow form some yarn. She'd be able to spin and knit it before lunch, spin before lunch, knit before lunch. That's the way the fiber became socks, before lunch. Wow, that was highly traumatizing. All right, but how can you beat that? What great lyrics. If you have any questions, suggestions, stories, or comments that you would like to share, email me, Gina@yogagardennh.com, and we'll see what we can do to get your ideas on the podcast. You can find all pictures, links, and related podcast information on my super terrific rockin' blog, sleepyeyesknitting.blogspot.com. Please also take the time to visit my website at yogagardennh.com. I would love to hear from you. This week's music was provided by the Pod Show PodSafe Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com. Sadly, it's now the end of another podcast. Another 30 minutes or so spent listening to my knitting babble and possibly getting a bit tipsy. Hopefully you spent it well by being cozy, warm, and slightly amused. Maybe you even got some knitting or some spinning done. Many thanks to everyone who commented on my blog the past couple of weeks. Sorry I don't have your names here. Ooh, I promise I will next time. I can't tell you how much it means to me to read comments and hear all of your ideas. The emails I've been getting from complete strangers are so touching and positive. It always amazes me how friggin' awesome knitters and spinners are. Just a reminder that in April I'll be adding my sock pattern and my other two patterns from One Planet Yarn and Fiber on my blog. They'll be available for purchase through PayPal. Please consider supporting me by buying and knitting up some of my designs. Thank you so much. A huge thanks to everyone out there who is downloading and listening to my podcast. The next to last podcast, Cold Balls, has gotten over 1,014 downloads, and this past one, iHeart Knitting Group, has gotten over 900 in just 2 weeks. I give all of you huge hugs, and if I could get all of you together at my house for a big knitting extravaganza, I would. Lots of love to everyone. Have a great week. I will leave you with the sage advice of my 4-year-old. Yarn. Get yarn. Enough said. Happy knitting, guys, and see you next time.
That's the end.